Hello, this is Dave.
Hey, Dave, it's Amy.
Hey, Amy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So I just filled this app out.
Mm-hmm.
A little sketchy giving information like Social Security numbers out.
Okay. I understand that completely. I get it. There's a couple of things that I want you to keep in mind. A, that you're not giving the Social Security number to local Splash for our purposes. It is strictly for the background purposes of checking through Pinkerton ID and Evident ID. These are the two background companies that Google themselves uses. So the application, the information in the application isn't coming here and sitting on a server or anything like that remotely. Okay.
Okay.
So the information that you're inputting on the application is going directly to one of those two establishments. So we're not even made aware of which establishment it is. It's just like a random draw because that's even like as little information as they give us regarding other people's private information like that. So again, I definitely understand the concern, but there's a couple of things that I would remind you of is that our company, Local Splash, has been in business for 18 years as a Google Premier partner, and there's not one single time or one single case of a situation where we have abused anybody's information, even if we did have it, which we won't. And also, you've never heard of Google themselves abusing anybody's information with this Google guarantee that they have going on. So I understand that there is some concern, but I give you my absolute word and promise that I would give them my own information. Like, there's no reason to be concerned.
Yeah, I already submitted it, but it just kind of struck me. I asked my guys for Social Security number, and they're like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd better follow through.
Right. I understand, absolutely, and I appreciate the concern 1,000,000%. I completely appreciate that, but I give you my word that you're not doing that in vain in any reason that's going to harm you or your guys.
Okay. So I got this already done. I was kind of reading through. I know you already told me this, so I just want to double check.
Sure. Absolutely.
So I give you $1,391. Mm-hmm. In exchange, you're giving me 13 Google guaranteed leads.
Correct.
Qualified leads, right.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're coming faster than I can do them.
You can pause them.
How did that work again? That
you
was my concern.
Call. Text.
Like, I got five leads all of a sudden, and I can only do three of them because
you're not going to get five all of a sudden.
So
you're not going to get five suddenly. The way the calls are just like at the baseline, like the way it just idles, that the program idles without me touching it or you touching it, is at three leads a week. It won't go any higher than that unless you call to increase the lead flow. Additionally, if you take on the first lead and you choose to pause it right after that, even while you go give the estimate and determine if you're actually going to land the job or not, you can do that. You can pause anytime.
So the bottom line is it's not going to bill again for $1,391 until I authorize that.
Till the account has completely been depleted. There's no, oops, we accidentally sent you five extra leads, so now you owe us X, Y, and Z. No, there's none of that.
Okay. And then also, Angie has it only let me out of one of my campaigns until, I think it's April. So I'm still advertising for mold and that kind of crap.
Okay. Well, hopefully they send you some good stuff, or if you have the ability to pause that or whatever. But, you know, I know that there's stinkers about it, so I'm sorry that you weren't able to get out of it completely, but the good thing is with this, you have way more control than with something like that. So if you need to pause this for whatever reason, you can do it at any time with the click of a button, a text, a call, any of it. We can literally just pause it.
Okay.
And
yeah,
if they pause, until you unpause it, okay? Even if you pause it for 6, 8 months, however long you choose to pause it for.
All right, yeah. Well, all right. Well, I'm excited then. That's what I've been looking for. Because everything I've done so far has just been crap leads, and they pound you at the end of the month like an algorithm where you couldn't even handle all at once if you did get them. And then
it's like they had a quota to meet, like the cops, huh?
Yeah.
You know how they say the cops have a quota to meet, so they give out more tickets at the end of the month?
Yeah, exactly. How it works.
Yeah, so I understand that, and I'm really disappointed in Angie for not letting you not letting you out of that. That's just.
Yeah, because they told me it was a month to month, but I'd seen the contract I signed for a year. They just kind of snuck it in there and slid me a little bit.
They snuck it in and didn't give you the real deal, did they? Man, I hear that quite a bit. All right. Well, Dave, I'm here for you. Anytime you have questions or concerns or anything, you just let me know, and I'm absolutely here to answer them for you, okay?
Okay. I should be good for Wednesday. I just completed the app, so.
Okay, rad. I'll talk with you then. Thank you for your time.
Yep, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.